challenging times in a relationship is when you and your partner are experiencing challenges at the same time. So one of the most challenging times in a relationship is when both partners are experiencing challenges at the same time. And this is something that we talked about at the Heart Freedom Certification this past weekend. This is something I've been doing for a number of years now, and in each year we go to kind of sharpen our skills and workshop. So it's created by Dr. Lee Janelle. And really what we were talking about in one instance that kind of sparked my mind and I wanted to share with you, because I feel like it's really relevant for what's going on right now, is oftentimes when you're experiencing a challenge, so let's say this is you. And let's say the bottom one is your partner. So oftentimes we'll have ups, we'll have downs, we'll have support, we'll have challenge. And oftentimes, we'll experience those simultaneously and together. So when you're both up, that's the fun place to be. That's awesome. When one of you's up, one of you's down, the other one can kind of lift the other person back. You got your back. Vice versa. Let's say your partner's having a challenging time. You're usually there. You can support. You can help them through it. The most challenging time, though, is when you're both stressed out at the same time, because oftentimes you don't have the capacity or oftentimes the conscious awareness to be able to navigate through it together. And that can be really challenging and straining on a relationship, because what often happens is we revert back to old patterns when we're stressed. And what most people have for their old pattern is they revert back to their first kind of intimate relationship, which is usually the imprint with their parents. And when they're stressed out when we're little, we often want our parents to soothe us, to make us feel better, to nurture us, to love us. So when we get stressed out in current life or in adult life, we kind of revert back and expect our partner to do the same thing, to make us feel better, to kind of nurture us, to soothe us. And what happens is our partner's not able to do that. We're both wanting the same thing. It leads to an even more stressful situation. So how do you navigate this? Well, the first is to become aware that there's ways to navigate a consciously loving relationship. And this would be such a great example of what that is. So individually, you're your own circle. If you're wanting your partner to be everything to you, to nurture you, to be the source of your happiness, you're essentially trying to engulf them. You're trying to become one with them. It's like that intimate relationship or the first relationship you had when you were younger. And that always leads to this. So in order to navigate it in a challenging times, the most important thing you can do is to take control of your own life, is to consciously give yourself what is it that you want someone else to give you. So it could be something as simple as writing down, what is it that you want your partner to give you right now? Is it love? Is it attention? Is it just time apart? Like, what is it that you are seeking from your partner for? What do you want them to give you? Maybe it's feeling safe. Then write down, how can you give that to yourself? Because the key, this is the key to a consciously loving relationship, and you want to be able to take control of the other areas of your life. So if we were to view this as the other areas of your life, like your career, your finances, your relationships, your social, your mental, or your knowledge, your environment. So how can you start taking control of those areas? And when you're in a stressful, challenging situation the same time as your partner, it's even more important that you're conscious, that you're aware of what is it that you're seeking, and to start giving that to yourself. Okay, so start giving that to yourself, and what that will do is it'll give your partner permission to start doing that themselves, and it'll allow you to do it more as a partnership. Another key thing that you can do when you're both being challenged at the same time is seek outside help. Somebody outside of the paradox who can help you navigate it, who can help you see the big picture. And this is often what I have my clients do. I work with couples, I work with individuals as well, but having somebody outside to help you navigate that. So it could be a coach, it could be a mentor, it could be a trusted friend, somebody who can help you judge it from kind of a third party standpoint. Okay, so if you'd like more information on how to do that, you can reach out to me. But in the meantime, I would love for you to comment below and let me know what's a big challenge that you're working towards as a couple, or you're working individually and you're getting stuck on.